From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show, WILK News Radio. You can get us anywhere on the Odyssey app and now the iHeartMedia app. It is 409, 83 degrees on this Tuesday, July 8th, 2025. And as you heard, the rain is moving through our area, so just be careful driving out there. There will be some spots where there will be heavy downpours and thunderstorm warnings. It looks like the main chunk of it, at least for Wilkes-Barre, will be just some heavy rain. It looks like the more concentrated storms are north of us and south of us right now. So if that keeps up, we'll be all right. It's Tuesday, July 8th, 2025. And like every Tuesday, we bring in our friend Tommy Marquez, a Navy veteran, was a senior staffer in Congress for many years, and now he helps us navigate our veteran systems out there for our thousands, hundreds of thousands of veterans across the nation. Tommy, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Rob. I really appreciate it.
All right. So what do we got on the agenda today?
Well, I've got a major announcement from the VA regarding some of the budgetary constraints that they've had and employees. And, you know, you were talking about the budget and how it works there for your state and how it's affecting, you know, all sorts of different aspects within your state. The same thing happens at the VA. And with the VA, we know that they have been trying to not reduce the budget, despite what people have said. That's completely false. The budget, as we talked about last week, increased by about 10%. But they've tried to reduce the amount of employees in an effort to reduce bureaucracy, make the VA more efficient, and they've right-sized a lot of departments, too. So another department's where the benefits and the bureaucracy was heavy and unnecessarily burdened the veteran, they've reduced those numbers and he put some of those numbers in other places. But they also did a voluntary retirement and resignations program for the VA. And that program has been pretty beneficial to the point where early on everyone was saying how this was going to, you know, destroy the VA by doing the reduction of 30,000 employees. Well, the VA's already reduced 17,000 employees since January 1st, and they expect to have another 12,000 in the next couple of months, about 2.5 months from now. And because of those numbers and loss, that equals a 6% decrease to the VA employees that they were looking for. And so they're going to be able to, in 2.5 months, keep the VA at the size that it is. And what's notable about this is with the cuts of the 30,000 people, early on, you know, they were talking numbers of 80,000 employees that needed to be cut. But because of the 30,000, the departments that they've reshifted focus and moving people around, they're saying now at the VA, the Secretary of the VA just came out, Doug Collins, and said, hey, guess what? We're actually going to keep it this size. Once we eliminate those 30,000 jobs, because of budgetary constraints and because of the increase in budget, we're going to be able to keep it. So that's 50,000 less than people thought. And a lot of people are extremely excited about this at the VA employee union, but that's not my concern. My concern is the veterans and is the service still up, you know, up to par. And I'm going to be frank with you, Rob. In the past, you know, you and I, we've talked about the VA service, and it is not a longstanding tradition of excellence, right? We've heard millions and millions of complaints. So seeing the things that we've seen recently with the VA processing over 2 million disability claims faster than ever before and on a record pace with the reduction in force, also with the backlog reduction, about 200,000 claims out of the backlog, it dropped to about 200,000 claims, which was a 25% reduction within the first 4 months of the Trump administration. And then we also, like I said, we saw that budget getting increased by 10%. I think that the VA is going to work in this number, and I think it's going to be more efficient and more beneficial to the veterans.
Yeah, we've seen, even when you say there's 17,000 less employees, they have been more efficient in the past couple of months. They've been cranking out backlogs like they haven't before, and they've been clearing claims like they haven't before. And to put things in perspective, the VA has just under 600,000 employees. So when we're talking only about 17,000 that are taking early retirement, it's really not a great number. It's kind of just realigning the VA to where it should be.
Yeah, it really is. And keep in mind, let's be 100% honest. People in federal employment, I've got all sorts of federal employment rules, like never send something to a federal employee on a Friday afternoon. The people who are retiring or close to retirement or in these programs, these are people who are not highly motivated individuals, most likely. I don't want to paint everyone with the same brush, but more likely than not, they're not highly motivated individuals. And they were hurting the culture of the VA. When I was a congressional staffer, the amount of phone calls I got from VA employees versus any other federal agency was almost 3-to-1 on complaints about the workplace environment there. And the majority of the complaints were that they were hard chargers themselves, the people who were complaining, and they felt it was unfair at the VA because there were so many people there taking up space, slowing things down, making things unnecessarily bureaucratic, and just having a bad attitude and working there, and they thought it was.
I'm Dr. Hrini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Banner civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Unfair.
Yeah, and the fact that they are showing metrics now that they are doing a more streamlined work, that things are getting done faster and better, you know, shows the motivation is there. They are putting people in the right positions to get the job done, even with less bodies. And listen, let's make no mistake. Any government agency, not just the VA, but any government agency should never be an employment agency. You know, they're not there for jobs. They're there to provide a service to our veterans. And, you know, the more you grow that bureaucracy, the less service our veterans get. One of the things that I love about this entire thing is it excludes direct care workers to our veterans. So like the rhetoric that's out there, no nurses, no therapists, no doctors, they're not part of this. They're not part of the hiring freeze. And it's just nonsense when they say, you know, they're laying off bunches of nurses and we're streamlining, like our governor here in Pennsylvania, we're streamlining the hiring process. You know, I've reached out to the governor's office to give me a number, how many VA nurses they've hired since they created a whole process. He came on this very station and said they created a whole process to streamline the hiring of nurses let go from the VA. They can't give me a single number.
No, they can't. And I challenge people on social media, Rob. Show me an example of where someone was fired that is in any of those jobs, a nurse, a doctor. Show me examples of where these people are being laid off. And they don't. And you know, if they had an example, that person would be famous on media right now. It'd be on every podcast on the left side that there is, and it's just not happening. I've asked them to show me cuts to programs where the money hasn't been reallocated and used, you know, more efficiently. And I'll give you an example. The homeless veteran outreach program at the VA is atrocious. There's no shortage of homeless veterans, right? Majority of homeless personnel are veterans. And what they did is they found that that program is ineffective. And so they changed that money, reallocated it. And what they've done at the VA is they just announced last week, I think it was $42 million in grants, eligible to organizations that are providing veterans with representation for landlord-tenant disputes, assisting with court proceedings on child custody, child support, estate planning, helping veterans obtain benefits like disability compensation, and criminal cases even. The VA has never done that. They've never had a legal services veterans program, right? That is always, the VA would always say, hey, that's a personal matter. You're on your own. The VA has allocated now money into a grant program for organizations out like Pipetter Foundation to help provide legal services for veterans. That's never been done. And they did a lot of this. And also they're doing a lot of this with the homelessness outreach through nonprofit organizations who specialize in this. And they're able to take the money from that program, from bureaucrats who are sitting in the central office D.C. Location, to the streets in San Diego, Pennsylvania, Texas, and all throughout our country, and having outreach programs there. It's a better use of the money.
Yeah. Yeah. And listen, these systems have not worked. It's interesting how, listen, we've poured all sorts of money, and just to get away from the VA for a second, we've poured all sorts of money into homelessness, and the problem is worse than ever. We've poured all sorts of money into Social Security programs, and it's going to fail us in 10 to 12 years. Medicare and Medicaid, we've poured all sorts of money into it, increased the budgets over and over again, and it's not solvent. That U.S. education system, public education, we've poured trillions of dollars into this system, and the test scores are the worst they've ever been. If we don't start doing something different, anything different at this point, you have to be a moron, because everything that we've thrown more money at is not working at its efficiency levels.
Money and people does not equal results. You know, it's very rare in any sport that the team with the highest payroll wins the championship. You know, the Dodgers have had the highest payroll for years, and only recently did they win a World Series. It's not just throwing money at a problem that's complicated and that it's just going to resolve itself, or hiring more people. There's tons of people who work at Walmart. Does anybody feel like the shopping experience there is better than at your local grocery market? Probably not. And those people are paid less. There's less of them. But they care more about the job. And culture matters. I've talked about that ad nauseum on the show. But I believe that. And maybe it comes from the fact that, again, I was not a Navy SEAL, but I got to work on the SEAL teams for a long time in the Navy. And I saw how much more efficient it was, how much more lethal it could be, and precise with a small unit tactically, versus a large, you know, monstrosity in the big Navy. And I just firmly believe that it's about having the right people. It's about having the right programs. It's about having the right culture. And I think that's what we're seeing at the VA. And to the 30,000 people who are leaving, I mean, I actually applaud them. You know, it takes courage to say, like, hey, this isn't for me anymore. I got a better opportunity. I don't begrudge them. I think it's the honorable thing to do. If you don't want to be there anymore, you know, by all means, get out of it and walk away from it. That's fine. I don't have any ill will towards you. But for those who want to stay there, complain and gripe, and they come up with these stories that, oh, the VA is worse. The VA has never been great. And the one fact that we know is the larger that the VA grew and the more money that we gave the VA in their budget, the less efficient it became.
Yeah, true. Is true as always there, my friend. So, Tommy, if my listeners want to follow you, how can they do that?
You can follow me on all social media platforms at Tommy Marquez Consulting. I'm on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, all platforms there, and on Twitter as well, at Tommy Marquez Consulting. I hear from your listeners all the time, and I always love talking to them. It's a great show, Rob.
Yeah, we're working on a couple of cases now together from our area, and really can't get into them now. But some great work behind the scenes happening, and hopefully, you know, we can go public with it when it's said and done.
Absolutely, I look forward to that, Rob.
All right, Tommy, thanks for joining the Rob O'Donnell Show this week.
Thank you, Rob.
You know, over the years, I've seen it all. So now I'm sharing it all. Join me for unfiltered talks with the names you love on my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich. Follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.